brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we were just now talking to Brian in Florida. And 2 years ago, the TSA came out with their new training video showing them at football games, high school events, shopping malls, with checkpoints searching everyone. I saw them at the JFK event in Dallas. The feds had police attack us for peacefully demonstrating. I mean, they don't want you thinking you have any rights. And I want to know what mall you're at and what you saw, because I need citizen journalists to get there, to videotape it, and to get it up on YouTube. But people say they want to be journalists, they want to work for us. We don't know who people are from Adam. If folks want to work here or be auxiliary reporters and get paid, A, I'd be able to make the money to do that. But B, people need to go out, shoot the video, ask the questions, put it up, and say, reporting for InfoWars.com. It'll end up being on our news. Just conduct yourself, you know, with decent decorum. Don't act like I would and start screaming at them. But the point is that this has always been the plan. And Florida seems to be the rollout for so many. So, sir, tell me where the mall is, what you saw, what was happening. Start over.
Okay, this was at the Navy shopping mall, Von Federal Grounds.
It's like, oh, well, that's different. Yeah, but you're saying you haven't seen this before.
No, I don't see that. I don't go a whole lot to the malls here, but I do go to that big shopping mall in Navy. I'm retired Navy. So anyway, they had military and fatigues there checking IDs before you come into this gated area to even get to the mall buildings and ask to see our ID cards. So we show them. In the meantime, I said, what are you guys, TSA or something? And the girl, I guess it kind of took her off guard. She says, yes, I know she wasn't. She was a military type. And so anyway, went into a shopping, come out. They also had police there with guns on them, regular cops. And we come out of the mall, and I had to take back the cart. I had to go in the same area where I got the cart from, where I went in that gated area. And so I brought the cart back up to the gate, started to go through, and the same guard says, sir, I need to see your ID card. I said, look, do I need an ID card to put this cart back? So basically, I got in their face a little bit. They didn't like it. They didn't make me show my ID card again. But that's what this whole country's coming to.
The RAND Corporation said it in 1998 in their first issue that I had seen, and I believe it's the first publishing publicly of the National Stabilization Force, and this is it, total conversion to North Korea. And they're just Pavlovianly, incrementally doing it. I'm telling you, man, everywhere I go, police just jump out, and especially to families and stuff, and act like you're a criminal. And they're there on record. The cops don't even know this in most cases, but this is why it's being done in the manuals, to literally break our will. In fact, in this Army warfare, psych warfare training film from 1961 that we're putting clips of in Obama Deception 2, I'm trying to think of the exact term that they use, but they basically say, go out, get in their face, question the civilians, dominate them, break them, let them know they're being watched. This is how we do it. And I mean, I'm watching military training stuff for how they take over other countries and occupy them. They're doing it here. And again, the government has a 6% approval rating. I thought it's consent of the governed. They know we know they're criminals, and they're going to take everything. Go ahead, sorry. So they know there's going to be a revolt. So they're going to blow stuff up and say, we did it. That's what they're going to do. They're going to blow stuff up, little kids and stuff, and say, we did it. It's 101. How does an unpopular criminal group do it? They blow stuff up and blame the patriots. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, Brian. Interesting points. All right, Bruce, Jeff, John, Terry, many others. Your phone calls are coming up. First-time callers today, 800-259-9231. By the way, when I say all this, this isn't rhetoric. Words cannot describe how real this is. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the news coming up. Radioactive Japanese wave nears the U.S. That's from Fox News. Also, Seattle restaurant ejects customer wearing Google glasses. That's what you do. You shun this NSA spy system. I'm going to break that down coming up. FBI warns about Americans joining Islamic fighters in Syria that our government's funding. I love how they create the crisis, offer the solution, taking our rights away, making us all suspects when they're the ones behind the terror 9 times out of 10. Plus, or like 99 times out of 100. Media attacks Obama's Soviet-style publicity policy. We've got big economic news. Top economics forecasters saying get ready for stock market bubble implosion. I'm going to break all that down at the bottom of the hour. But first off, your phone calls, as promised, if you just joined us now in the second hour, the news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And on InfoWars.com, on any article page, you see links up there to our Facebook, Twitter, and all the other sites, Pinterest, you name it, where you see a lot of media and news articles like PlanetInfoWars.com that you don't see on the main sites. But right now, let's go to your calls. I'm asking folks what they think is going to happen in the new year. Do they think Obama will ever be brought to justice now that Congress has a 6% approval rating? And what are your ideas of solutions to beat this type of organized evil? I think more and more it's don't fund the system, don't support the system, don't comply. Complying, I realize now, more than ever, we must withdraw our consent from an illegitimate system. And we've got to let the system know we're not their slaves and that we know the system is a fraud and a scam. And I got to tell you, the military is the most awake. Police are really awake because they're at the bottom of the barrel where the rubber meets the road. Bureaucrats are awake. So when I talk about the government, I mean the criminal interest that are running it at the top, not the average person in government. Because I've found that it's people in government per capita are more awake than the general public because they're inside of it. People in media are more awake now because they're inside of it. And it wasn't that way just 10 years ago. I can't tell you, well, the crew witnessed it. We would have federal police come up to us and say, hey, we know what's going on. We don't like what's happening. We'd have the federal police that are security guards but are actually sworn officers coming up to us saying, don't turn your cameras on in Dallas. We really appreciate what you're doing. We had all sorts of Dallas police, you know, when our cameras were off, say, we absolutely agree with what you're doing. But it didn't matter because the feds were still in command from the top and sicked a special unit of goons from the sheriff's department to attack peaceful demonstrators who were there legally and lawfully. The feds ordered the mayor to ban free speech. The police didn't violate the First Amendment, the Dallas PD, so they just had a hired group of miscreant feds attack us because they would follow illegal edicts. And it just comes down to those of us that are good in the system, outside the system, whether you're a private person or a government person, it doesn't matter whether you're black, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're a woman, a man, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. You've got to realize we're all in this together with this global technocracy coming in that can scientifically game the stock market, the housing market, everything. Unless you're going to be a government worker or an engineer or a doctor, college is now worthless. Almost all the degrees are a total fraud, and they've known this for 20 years, folks. Everything is now a hoax. The whole society is a lie now. And they hope you don't figure that out until it's too late. I want prosperity. I want to have success for humanity because I realize I'm connected to everyone. I have goodwill. I believe you have goodwill. I believe together, if we warn people about what's happening, that it's not fear-mongering. A lot of people go, man, this is scary what you talk about. You're trying to scare people. As if I say this and it makes it come true. It's already there. It's already happening. I'm telling you what's going on desperately, like your house is on fire, shaking you, saying, wake up, get involved. We're losing our liberties. We're losing our freedoms. We know historically the road we're on. There's no doubt now. We need to turn back. The elite have gone insane like Caligula or Nero. Or Hitler, we have got to turn this around. But most cases in history, you don't turn it around until total collapse happens. And no one opposes corruption. No one opposes evil. And then evil just blooms like a cancer, a metastasizing infestation with spores of tyranny going into every facet of life and rotting everything out, and giant armies of corruption, unaccountable, above the law, spreading like a disease across the land, eating out our substance. He has created new offices and swarms of agents to go forth and eat out our substance to read the Declaration of Independence. We are cursed, ladies and gentlemen. We are a cursed world now. And even if you don't believe in good and evil and a spiritual realm, by cursed, you get rid of due process, you get rid of basic common sense, and you get rid of the incentive for people to be individuals and self-sufficient and strong. It is a law of nature that it produces absolute ignorance, slovenly behavior, dependence, and then gangsterism, and then collapse. But between the gangsterism and the collapse is an intermediate phase of evil turned loose, running absolutely wild. And we're now entering that phase. where a woman's car drives and tumps over in a shallow pond. Five guys pull over to help her. A cop pulls up, gets on his phone, and doesn't help anybody. And then the police defend that action. Or the railways are rotting, worst rail system in the world, not repaired in 50, 60 years. And then they're going to try to blame the conductor for the latest crash, as predicted. Even though the witnesses all said the track was wobbling and all messed up and there were rocks flying up, showing the rails went out. Because the system doesn't care. Why should they take the money to repair the railways and put it back into the rails when they could invest it in their cousin's company and then steal the money with a directorship down the road? That's how all this is done. Why would you fix anything when you've already used the stolen money to buy yourself a palace in Luxembourg or the Bahamas or Switzerland? Why? Why would you care if reactors are leaking? Why would you? See, they don't care anymore. They're dangerous. The government is bankrupt and is the enemy because it's the membrane through which the criminal networks are above the law and carry out their criminal operations. Let's go to your phone calls. Bruce in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide, Bruce, then Jeff.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Anyway, my name's Bruce. I exist in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm originally from Jupiter, Florida. My family's been in that town since day one. And
you sound like the guy that says Motel 6 will keep the light on for you.
Yeah. I guess so. Anyway, like I said, my family's been there forever, and I know all the sheriffs and everything else, and we just don't, and say, for instance, St. Lucie, Martin County, I don't see any of this stuff going on really here at all, like, you know, the VA, you know, the place where the VA memorial stuff, they didn't even think about closing any of that kind of stuff down or nothing. And I know that these sheriffs here are not going to do this.
Well, yeah, we have the sheriff from Liberty County on from Florida who refused to keep a guy in jail for a legal gun he had. He chose to interpret the law the way it's written, that he had a right to have a gun in his car. And so they indicted him, but he beat it. So I know there's a lot of good people. That's what I'm saying. There's still a lot of good left in the world, but we've got to have the good grow and take over. The evil is growing right now.
But how can we get to, what is it, the 7 top people? Why can't we just get a band of people, of thousands or a million people, wherever this guy is at, and go get them?
Well, here's the deal. You got to have due process, and I appreciate your call. There's 7,000 top globalists, according to, I think he said 6,000 top globalists, according to Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group. I agree with that analysis. That's how many top gophers there are. Less than 20 families basically own most of the world now through fraud and through gangsterism. We have to identify these people. We have to identify how they've set up a fraudulent system where they're exempt from all the things they're doing to us, just like Congress is exempt from all the laws they pass. Rand Paul's introduced a bill to make Congress follow the laws they pass. That everyone should be for that. Instead, MSNBC is attacking Rand Paul. So that's the real discrimination. That's why they want us to fight over black and white all day, because meanwhile, they're discriminating against 99.9% of us. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Jeff in Washington. Jeff, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just wanted to let you know that here in Washington, we're trying to wake up and listen to you all the time. So,
well, God bless you, brother. Did you call in about solutions, or what's your take on what's happening in the world?
What I'm thinking is, good way to start is don't give them any money. I haven't filed taxes since '84 myself. I'm a self-employed, and don't give them any money. What are they going to do?
That's right. Act like an illegal alien. I run a big operation, so I can't do that. But for everybody else, do it at your own risk. But the risk of paying the enemy is even worse. They'll just print more money anyways. They literally admit the income tax is just to shut down the economy and keep it from, quote, overheating, a.k.a. growing. And so it's people's duty more and more to just get out of the system. I agree with you. God bless you. Great solution idea, Jeff. All right, I'm going to go quick to the calls when we come back. To Terry, John, Got a bunch of Johns. That was a slot machine up there. I'd be winning right now. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
This holiday season, why not give your loved ones the best in highway protection? Video-cam.com is offering two HD DVR dash cams and two 8-gig SD cards with free shipping for $150. Also, Video-cam.com is taking 20% off their entire stock of dash cams and SD cards with free shipping. So go to Video-cam.com or call 1-855-855-2022. Have a safe and happy holiday season.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
They've had international polling groups in the last decade, many times, it's been in the news, poll folks inside Iran off record. And with people under 30, the number is as high as 75%. Do not like the mullahs that are in control in Tehran. And you have to remember, about half of the Iranian population is under the age of 30. They have a very young population. They've had a lot of children, a big population boom. And they end up getting Western culture, and they think it's, you know, something that's really sexy. And so they want to rebel. And our media says, well, that's an example of why the government should be overthrown, because 75% of the young people don't like them, and it's more than 60% of adults on average don't like it. So if you do the numbers, you're talking 65, 70% of folks in Iran don't like the government. And that means it's an illegitimate government. 70% don't like it, but it's still there. Now, Gallup poll for the last 4 or 5 years has been 11 and 10% back and forth congressional approval rating. Now, that's an illegitimate government. It's now 6%. And I know I'm making a big deal out of this because it is a big deal. People say, call Congress, let them know we don't want this or that. They know you hate them. They know they're crooks on average. That's why they had Dianne Feinstein come out and say, we're spying on you without warrants. It's for your own good. Because they are a group of lawless crooks that are above the law. That woman was worth $1 million when she first went to Congress. And last time I heard, I saw the numbers in the news, it was $95 million to $120 million. And her husband's made billions as her front guy since she got into the Senate. And she's got armed bodyguards and owns a gun, but she wants your gun. She's a witch that wants her slaves disarmed. She's a gangster. She is one. Don't you get it, folks? They're stealing us blind. Of course robbers want... If a robber came in your house to home invade, what do? They tie you up. And they go, where's the money hidden? All we have is what's in the drawer. Shut up! Start, you know... That's what the government does. You don't pay all their illegitimate taxes, they'll come take your house. You resist, they'll send a SWAT team, and they will kill you. That's all the government is a bunch of crooks. They're illegitimate frauds who do not have the consent of the governed. In fact, we have the statistics up on Infowars.com in an excellent article I'm going to cover in the next segment. 3 times as many Americans supported King George during Revolutionary War than supported Congress today. And I should ask the listeners of the radio show, what do we do when the government's totally illegitimate? Well, some will say, oh, the answer is violent overthrow. They want that. Why do they want a violent confrontation? Because they think they've got a better chance of legitimizing their takeover and their purge and selling their propaganda. If they can have a revolt, then they can go to a Hunger Games model with their high-tech command cities and the rest of us with the resources cut off. That's why they've been so busy trying to deindustrialize us and shut down the small farms, because if we're dependent via the food, they've got us, even if we know they're crooks. This is basic military takeover. We don't want to go down that road. We want to take the states back, take the sheriffs back, then take the federal government back and re-upload the republic. That way we're not revolutionaries. The globalists are the revolutionaries. We're restorationists. We want the system that worked the best of any in history. See, they're saying the American system did this when they got us off the track into this system. We got to tell that story like our lives depend on it, because it does, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get Tea Party libertarians in, like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, into the House and Senate and into state houses. 2014 is everything. They're trying to get the borders totally open in 2014. They're trying to give driver's license to all the illegals to vote in 2014. The globalists are going to break this country once and for all and domesticate us in 2014. It's everything. It doesn't matter if Obama by fiat has legalized most of the illegals and is letting them vote, because if we can stop it in 2014, we can reverse all of that. And then export liberty to Mexico and other countries, not have the U.S. collapse into Mexico. The globalists are running around like a fire drill, because they're on fire, folks. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Even though it looks like we're losing all our freedom right now, we're in the battle, cool-headed, firing truth, 24-7, frontline war, folks. This is total war, and we're winning. And if I was a globalist, I would set off a nuke in Chicago or Dallas or L.A. If I was them, I'd stage a false flag and blame it on patriots right now. Of course, they're going to fail there as well. We've already exposed people to false flag. Now they're looking for it. And our people will be there running towards the danger to videotape what really happened. So go ahead. But I know they're getting ready to pull false flags. May just be attacks on shopping malls. Who knows? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you're watching on TV at PrisonPlanet.tv, that is not a prop. I just came in here with a big steaming cup of coffee. I only had one cup of coffee this morning, so I deserve a noontime indulgence of my favorite coffee. That's why you can see my mug even has like marker doodling on it that somebody did. I didn't do that. Who doodled on my InfoWars.com mug? You notice that's steaming. Because I was actually drinking coffee during the break that just freshly got made. By the way, it got made right, too, where there's like 5-6 cups per deal. Somebody else like crams it in there. It was like 15 cups per deal. And literally you could tar the streets with whoever's making it that strong around here at the InfoWars.com studios. But that reminded me to do a plug here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to shoot a TV commercial about this today because I really am excited about this. I like to fund our operation with high-quality products at very low prices or reasonable prices. And I've been drinking a particular coffee for more than 14 years. My girlfriend introduced me to, now my wife. And I liked Guatemalan coffee before. Well, this is from southern Mexico in Chiapas in the same mountains, but even higher. And it is even better. And I had a deal about 2 years ago, and then they couldn't get enough of it directly from the farmers, so I ended up going through a co-op in Colorado that gets it directly from the Chiapas farmers, so most of the cost goes directly to them. Then we have it hand-roasted in Colorado, and it's Wake Up America Arabica Blend, shade-grown, high mountain, and it is, in my humble opinion, the best coffee out there. I mean, sometimes you'll drink coffee at a restaurant, and you're like, that's good coffee. But that's rare, isn't it? Even nice restaurants, it's like, why does your coffee taste like sour rodent urine? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what I'm thinking here. This coffee tastes really good, and your purchase at Wake Up America Immune Support, 100% organic Arabica beans, and it's a blend. There was like 14 different blends you could get from these Chiapan folks. And we all tried them out, and the whole office pretty much agreed on a certain blend of four different beans. And it's a medium roast, a very, very potent, ladies and gentlemen. And notice the lady hand roasting them there is wearing an Infowars.com shirt, and there's a sticker on it. They didn't do that just for us. They're actually listeners there. So there it is up in Boulder, outside Boulder, in the mountains where they roast it. It's available at InfowarsLife.com or InfowarsStore.com. And it's the second product in the InfoWars Life line, the incredibly high-quality Atomic Nation iodine. It's done amazing things for my mental clarity and health, and according to Dr. Group and others, just does such good work for the thyroid. You've got Fox News reporting this giant radioactive wave of debris that's taken 2.5 years to get here is set to hit early next year. More than ever, it's time to protect your thyroid with the Nation Iodine Survival Shield. InfoWars Life. com. But I'm telling you, we've got deals. The same stuff, and I'm glad my other deal fell through. The same coffee from the same place by the leading competitor, who are great folks, by the way, is about 30% more. The first brand I found of this is about 45% more per pound. So we're also giving this to you at a very reasonable price. Now, we got to have some profit to run the operation. And we've got big discounts where you can get 2 bags of each kind that we've got. We've got it infused for immune system support with these very special form of mushrooms. That's all the rage, and that all my expert associates told me is the way to go. Folks really like that as well. That's $19 a pound. It's $17 a pound for the regular stuff that we've got. That is really amazing first-rate coffee. So InfowarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I told you this Nation Iodine was special. All you've heard is rave reviews. All you've read online are rave reviews. I've never had nothing but positive reviews. People can complain about anything. This coffee, it's my favorite coffee. Maybe you're not going to like it. In fact, I like it better than the previous brand that's from the exact same region. Oh, man, that's good. And that's so good. There's no sugar in that. Just a little bit of cream. Natural cream, by the way, that we get from local farmers outside San Antonio. We are terrorists. You have to buy it in alleyways. And then I've got the evil Mexican coffee because I'm racist. So there you go. It really helps the great Mexican farmers down there that are standing up to their criminal government. So it's always about rebellion against tyranny. InfowarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The new Wake Up America coffee, Jones for it. And it's got just a slight political 1776 message on the back. Makes a great Christmas gift or a holiday gift. And then you support the InfoWar. And I cannot thank those of you out there that buy the T-shirts, the books, the videos, the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because without you, we couldn't be doing all this. And imagine the world today without InfoWars and my great reporters and writers and the whole team. I can sit back, because different strokes for different folks, and hear a very level-headed, calm David Knight host the show, and it's more listenable and better show, I think, than when I do it. Now,
ratings don't show that. People like me more. But the point is that they're getting to where they like David Knight as much as they like me. And that's my goal, is to find a bunch of patriots who aren't mentally ill, who love liberty, who I can then put on a big platform to fight the New World Order. I'm trying to recruit an army here to fight tyranny, folks, not be some dandy patriot leader who's in competition with other people. That's why I bring all these other activists and people on, and 8 times out of 10, they try to stab us in the back because they're mentally ill. There is a spirit of mental illness and backstabbing going on out there, and I rebuke it. I want to beat the New World Order. I don't want them to keep poisoning the water with fluoride. I don't want them to continue devaluing our dollar, shipping our jobs overseas, literally shutting down our power plants, putting in regulations where it's impossible for farmers to survive. We have a hobby farm, as it's called. If we didn't have a hobby farm with cattle and stuff on it, we wouldn't be able to pay the property taxes on the little piece of land we have left from huge tracts of land my ancestors bought from Mexico and then reconquered when Mexico tried to take it back because they had a dictator. I've been conquered by bureaucracy, and you know, I've had my dad told, the IRS goes, well, now we've changed the rules, the regulations. We don't let you have a farm that loses money. But we run it so that we have the ag exemption. Well, you got to make your cows and stuff make money. But it's impossible to make money. We lose money, but not as much with this. And they go, exactly, sell your property, scum. Just nothing but curses from these people. Nothing but disease from this filthy, murdering, scumbag government that's done nothing but hurt my family my entire life. Some of the stories I'm not even allowed to tell on air. You scum, you degenerate plague that has told us how great you are. You are the plague. I got a bunch of news. Let's go to your calls. Terry in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have a question for you. I read on the Internet the other day about something called a Q-tip number. And I looked at my Social Security card to see what they were talking about. And sure enough, on the back of my card, I have a red number with a D in front of it. Have you ever heard of that before?
Well, they've got everything under prefixes and everything in subgroups. It's all about the system discriminating against people. The next move is they're going to exempt the entire governing class from tracking, from tracing, and from persecution. So that's the next shoe to drop. What were you told that number's for?
Well, the thing that I was reading on the Internet said that that number is what they use as a straw man. Whenever a person, for example, goes into prison, they will take that number. It's actually used by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Sure, ma'am. You know what's happened with all the callers? Everybody's going to speakerphones. We don't even understand you when you're on speakerphone.
Okay, is this better?
Oh, it's night and day, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, the Q-tip number, they say, is used by the Securities and Exchange Commission to invest money in the stock market. So if you're a prisoner in prison, I'm not sure this is really true anymore, but at one time I thought that you're in prison, you're not really considered.
No. There's a lot of patriot mythology, but it is true that the people of nations are seen as collateral on international debt and are signed over as, quote, human resources to the collective. And I think this wasn't true until I actually found international law on it. They do take your Social Security number. That's why they pressure you to get it at birth now. And the birth certificate, and it is bonded and sold. And then prisoners in these private prisons are bonded into derivatives. And then derivatives are sold on the larger the prison population is. In New Mexico and other states passed laws guaranteeing they would keep a certain number of people in prisons if more prisons were built in the states. So the prison companies actually lobby to have minimum sentences on nonviolent folks, and they actually want violent offenders released because they go out and cause mischief, and so the public begs for more cops. But the nonviolent is the premium slave. And so they didn't get rid of slavery in 1866 or 1868 in the South or whatever.
It's back under a new guise. The government ships in the drugs. The private banks launder the money. If they catch you with their product, they then put you in a slave dungeon building stuff for 25 cents an hour to then lower everyone's wages. And the good old boys then all say, make the prisoners work. Those lazy prisoners, they've got hot tubs and cable. And that's actually not true. It's all propaganda so that you're now competing with 4.5 million people in prison, 10 million on work release, working at slave labor level. So that's 14.5 million slaves in America working for 25 cents an hour. Now, what do you think that's going to do to the wages?
Well, you know what? This just blew my mind when I was like, this can't be real. It's not exactly your Social Security number, though, that they're using. It's that number on the back of your Social Security card. And then they say if you put your name in all capital letters, that's the straw man identity. In other words, your identity on your driver's license.
Sure, sure. And ma'am, that's where the patriot mythology comes in. People go into court with all that. The courts don't even know what you're talking about. It is true in corporate documents and in legalese and Black's Law that is, some of that is real law, but most of it is theater. And then the people promoting it never promote other ways to legally and lawfully defend yourself in court, and it's very unsuccessful on average. Thank you so much for the call, Terry. But a lot of it's real. A lot of it isn't real. Here's an article right here. What does the red number on the back of a Social Security card mean? There's really no mystery the number on the back of the Social Security card. When the blank cards are printed, they all must be accounted for. So the number located on the back of your Social Security card is actually a random number that has nothing to do with who you are and where your card was issued. This number is primarily used for control of cards after they have been printed, but before they have been imprinted with a Social Security number. And that's what LostCard.com is claiming. I don't know if that's true. I'll have to look into it. It's the Social Security number itself that is... Now, notice, until just a few years ago, it said that it is unlawful to use this card for anything but Social Security. And it's still on the books that it's illegal, but they make you use it for everything. Again, because they promised you they would never use it for anything but Social Security. And really, of course, it's a national ID. Okay, let's go to John in Illinois. Thanks for holding, John. You're on the air.
Alex, the other week you mentioned Albert Speer's memoir, Inside the Third Reich. I read that when I was in high school when it was first published in the early 1970s. Made a deep impression on me, and I was just rereading it when you mentioned it. I had just about finished it. I gleaned a lot more out of it, but I urge all of your readers, if they have a mind to do it, to take that book out of the library, read it, and note the eerie similarities between what was going on inside the Third Reich and the Obama regime. It's just uncanny.
And by the way, people are so dumb now, they think that just buying a book about the Nazis means you're a Nazi. I've had it happen repeatedly where I'm buying a book on Nazis, and the person asks me, why are you buying this, and thinks they've found an evil demon. This is the secret police nature of the average trendy out there, especially when I bought Mein Kampf, written by Adolf Hitler. It was a big orange covered one with Hitler on the cover, and they freaked out at the bookstore when I bought that at the mall. I think I was about 15 years old. But yeah, you're talking about the quote about you don't recognize it's the devil when he's got his arm around your shoulder. Is that what you were talking about?
That quote, but there's so much more in the book, too, that the similarities are so eerie. And plus, he may not have invented the term technocrat, Speer, but he certainly popularized it, and he was warning all throughout the book, you cannot let technocrats get in control, because you're
going to... No, he was the head of the entire Reich's armament division. He was second in command at the end of the Reich after Himmler had been turned himself in and been executed secretly. They claimed it was suicide. And he was running the whole show, and it was a technocracy. And their plan was Hitler was going to conquer the world and say he was everybody's friend, then start poisoning the food and water. And they called it a technocracy. Well, that's what we're under. Hitler's plan was from England and from IBM in the U.S. and the Rockefellers. This is all declassified. See, that's why I'm so frustrated, is that MSNBC calls me deeply racist because I call for unity, and they say I'm behind the Boston bombing. People say, well, why don't you sue them? They're government-funded, folks. That won't hurt them. They'll just pay out the $1 million settlement. I could probably win, my lawyer says. The issue is we're now down to absolute full warfare with these people. And, of course, we're exposing their technocrat program. It is a Nazi program to put fluoride in the water. That's in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich that won the Pulitzer Prize. That was in the Nuremberg trials. But, see, you've read that. Folks out there will just say that we're conspiracy theorists. That's how they intellectually feel superior. Go ahead and make your points.
Okay, also another thing. I know you're getting better at this, but when you have a guest on, your mind's going a million miles an hour, and you keep interrupting them, I know you're getting better at not doing that, but I just wanted to work on that some more. I wanted to always ask you this question about the Legionnaires' disease that broke out in, like, 1976 or so in Philadelphia. Was that a government-run experiment, do you think? Do you know anything about that, or was that...
Yes. I've forgotten more about this stuff than most people will know, but... most of the experts I've talked to, medical doctors and others, they believe that was a bioweapons test. We know that the Lyme disease was produced at Plum Island off New York by a Nazi scientist. That's actually been partially declassified. HIV was created by the Navy. We even know the name of the weapon program in the mid-70s. Absolutely. I appreciate your call. By the way, what I do is I interrupt in an obnoxious way because I don't put on an act and do it properly. If you watch Fox News or CNN, they interrupt about every 25 seconds. I interrupt, I've timed it about every 2 minutes or so. I will just go, Plus, audio isn't loud to a lot of my guests, so they don't hear me when I'm trying to nicely interrupt. But hey, it is what it is.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standard army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last, to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, 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 honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy now. good enough for me and my Bobby.
All right, I've been taking your phone calls. I haven't gotten into the big stacks of news yet on the science and technology front, on even the mainstream corporate media admitting that Obama is basically a tyrant. But see, he's their tyrant. He's the establishment's tyrant. Now that he's a lame duck, they want to blame it all on Obama. So they can have a new reincarnation of their tyranny under somebody like Chris Christie. No! We're going to identify the foreign banks that are doing this and converting our country and every other country into authoritarian nightmares. We're going to point out the authors of all of this. And yes, we'll bring Obama to justice if we're able to. Yes, we're going to push for the impeachment of the Attorney General. But they're only front men, high-level managers of this sector of the New World Order. Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to add on real quick what you were saying earlier about the prisons being basically slave labor. And what I want to say is, like, that's a company called Unicorp, and not a lot of people talk about that. And it's a private stock option that judges and prosecutors and politicians get. So when they're passing new laws to put you in jail longer, or you go in front of the judge, he's looking at you like 25 years free labor.
That's right. That's right. There are some good judges, but then they get politically removed or targeted or blackmailed. Many of these judges, I mean, look at what the government's doing. The government has a 6% approval rating, and the government is demonizing anybody that brings the Constitution up in court. This country has cancer. I just hope that we can get rid of the New World Order without them causing World War III. Anything else?
I mean, you asked, are these people going to be, how to bring them to justice? I don't think it's going to ever happen because all the power brokers, they're all in on it. They're all getting rich off it. You know, not only do they get rich, they get inside information on how, like, knowledge of the pyramid builders, how the universe works, and it's either go along with it or feel the full wrath of the government, the media, the IRS. Have your family threatened, so...
No, that's it. I appreciate your call, John. The economy has been stolen by insiders. But no one ever discusses that form of discrimination against the taxpayer. It's all about black on white all day long to keep us divided while they rob us seven ways to Sunday. John in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is John from Michigan.
Yes.
What I want to talk to you about is I've been a convenience store owner since 1971. And I wanted to talk to you about the minimum wage. And I think that you and I can agree that the Federal Reserve is probably the main problem in this country with the printing of money and the decline.
Yeah, that's right. They devalue it, but then want to make you raise the minimum wage, which just means people will hire less folks because there's not just the minimum wage. There's all the FICA and all the fees and all the insurance and all the unemployment insurance and all the other things. So an employee getting $8 an hour is really getting like $15 an hour. They just don't know that regulatorily they are.
I think we can both agree that the manufacturing base of this country is being destroyed, right?
That's a public plan, yes.
And we can also agree that most of the new jobs that Obama is creating are minimum wage jobs.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
About 70%, they figure. And I've made a video that describes what happens to the minimum wage over since 1971 till today. And actually, the people that are supposedly being helped by minimum wage are actually being hurt by it the most. Because
I tell you what, tell us the name of your video, then I'll come back to you. What's the name of it?
Okay, it's on reportusa.com. If you go to the special projects section and watch
the best
video.
Way to find a video is just tell us the name of it. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.